Man, it's been a while since I did one of these driving live videos, but brain spark today. It's funny because every time I see a tow truck with their amber lights on while they're towing another vehicle, I revert back to this time in my career where, you know, like, just fucking embarrassing of like the I reflect back to a lot of things and I try to think about, why did I do the things that I did? Why did I behave the way that I did? What caused a lot of that? And the first thing goes down to is lack of perspective. I didn't have formal training, just like many of you have no formal training. I worked in a police department where they thought proactivity was writing tickets, right? And I remember having a muster. I think I've spoken about this before. Had a muster meeting with a lieutenant. And we went over something about tow trucks having to turn their lights off while they're towing a vehicle. They can use them while they're recovering the vehicle, but they have to turn them off when they're towing a vehicle. Follow me here. I know this sounds completely ridiculous. So I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, so if you see that, you know, enforce that. I remember, like, later that evening, that night, seeing a tow truck with its flashers on, pulling a tow, and I, like, pull up next to him. I didn't make a formal traffic stop, and I was like, hey, you know, you got to turn those lights off while you're towing that vehicle. And the guy's like, no, you don't. He's like, I know the law. And I'm like, no, you do. You got to turn them off. He's like, I'll turn them off, but no, you don't. And I remember thinking to myself afterwards, like, well, first of all, let's just talk about this. Who fucking cares? Why the fuck are we wasting time with stupid shit like this? That's what I'm most frustrated myself about. And by the way, I just didn't know any better. Nobody's here to talk to me about this. Who fucking cares? Right? 95% of the things you're going to see as a police officer, you've got to say to yourself, who fucking cares? Who gives a shit what the tow truck's doing? Who gives a shit? There's a guy out trying to make a living and I'm breaking his fucking balls because he left his lights on. Who gives a shit? So having that discipline to say, who gives a shit, when seeing most of the things that you think you should intentionally intervene on, is a big discipline to have for an effective police officer. No bullshit. Like who? I see all these things. I'm like, 23-year-old Dennis would have stopped that car, right? 22-year-old Dennis would have stopped that car. But it took 29-year-old Dennis to realize that, like, that stuff doesn't matter. And, like, you can tell yourself the fucking story that it does. Oh, yeah, no, traffic enforcement, blah. You know what matters? Going out and stopping people who are preying on society. I think it's a far better idea to try to find somebody who's burglarizing vehicles in a parking lot than it is to bother a tow truck driver. You know, you could tell yourself whatever story you want to tell yourself. I'm not here to formulate opinions. These are facts. These are facts. These are truths. This is not something that I don't get behind opinions. I don't even engage in opinions. If you've noticed, that's not where I go with things. I'm trying to resolve major, major issues. And a lot of those resolutions require me to first explain things that I did and then having stories of perspective to set your mind of like what's important when you came to do these things. The second thing I take out of that story when I think about that story, because it like makes my skin crawl that I used to do such stupid shit. Right? Because nobody told me, right? I had a field training that failed me. I had a fucking police academy that failed me. I had administration that failed me. Not bad people, but when it came to training, right? When it came to training, what did I get? I got nothing. I got crapola like the rest of you. The second part of it was, here I am out muttering like I'm enforcing the law, yet I had not taken a moment to read the law. Many of you think you know what the law says, but many of you have not read anything in the law. I'm not saying all of you, I'm saying many of you. What I'd implore you to do is, if you're going to go out and enforce the law, how about learn what the law says? And you just can't rely on muster room training, agency training, police academy training. All these things will fail you. When you realize that, you're going to have to take some initiative here and find companies like this one or other ones, or in your self-interest, go out and get some motivation, open some books and read some shit, right? That's going to serve you far better. Here I was trying to tell a guy, man, I had no fucking clue. That's why when I engage conversations with people about the things that we're talking about regarding case law, I know what I'm talking about. I know I'm not going to lose because I'm merely stating facts. I am out there trying to do things and not stating facts as a young patrolman. I didn't even know what it said. I don't remember what the fuck we learned about motor vehicle law for the 1 or 2 days we had it in the academy, 9, 11, 22 months earlier. The fuck do I know? I was exhausted, man. PT'd the shit out of my, you know, polishing shoes and fucking shaving heads and writing stupid. It's so crazy as I start to wrap my head around how I'm going to fucking tackle this whole mission and how we're going to, you know, really begin to unfuck this whole thing. And I thought about this morning, I was eating breakfast. I'm like, we got to start fresh. We got to start literally from the beginning. We got to break it all down to the thing's a complete mess. You can tell yourself whatever the fuck you want, but it's a complete mess. Overall, it's a complete mess. It just has to be started all over again. We have to discuss. And again, am I saying I'm siding on this, the side of people who are anti-police? Absolutely not. But I do agree with there has to be some new formal training. And I think there's a lot of resolutions. And I think it relies on the partnership and understanding of people that are in charge of these things. So just some food for thought. Two things. Just to remind you, if you are going to go out and enforce the law or take police lawful action, you should at least know if it's good or not. So read about it before you do it. I have given you programs. We have written programs. We'll continue to write programs. We've done videos and countless articles here on how to employ the law appropriately and lawfully. And two, have some discipline. Think about what you're doing with your day. Well, you're doing stupid shit, right? Just like I'm in business, right? So when I do things that I shouldn't be doing in business, I'm like, oh, this is dumb for me to do. Why the fuck am I doing this? This is not how I'm spending my day appropriately. I had this thought over the weekend. I was doing something around my house, and I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this? Right? Like, I've got 125,000 cops that are waiting for more programs to come out, and I'm here, like, doing some stupid dad shit. Shouldn't have been doing it, right? Just doing it with my kids, different story, but should have been doing it. Just like you shouldn't be doing most of the things that you're doing, and begin to refocus your purpose on, what am I doing? Does this make sense? You know, how could I be better appropriately using my time to affect a larger law enforcement objective? So formal training, some perspective, some motivation, and a lot of discipline to ignore a lot of things to focus on what's important. Hopefully this served you some value this morning. We'll see you guys later.